and this may have even happened on Memorial Day, may have been on a holiday, and nobody would know this better than Sean Bass, who's doing ticket tickers for this for us this morning.
Hi.
You were on the board when Alexi launched his famous or now infamous ticker.
Yeah, it was a magical moment.
Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I was working the overnight Friday into Saturday.
Okay.
It was a Saturday morning before the tee box, and back then Alexi always came in and answered phones for Rick and Corby. Now, the week before, the morning ticker guy was late, and I decided I want to be a young, ambitious broadcaster, so I did a ticker, and it went okay, I guess. And then the guy showed up at 7:30. Forget who it was. And then the next week, same thing happened, and Alexi was there, and I'm like, dude, I'm kind of busy now. I got to do something on the board. Can you do a ticker? He's like, yeah, sure. And so he comes in here in the newsroom.
And he's very confident, wasn't he?
Oh, very confident. He's like, yeah, I'll knock that out, because he heard me do it the week before. He thought, oh, I can do this. And then he sat down, and I see him thumbing through the paper, and I'm like, dude, you going to write anything down? He's like, no, I got it. I was like, all right, cool. Coming up.
He's got it.
Coming up in 15 seconds. Here we go. And then magic ensued. It was awesome. It was just awesome.
On ticket.
The Lakers make the call. All that and next on the ticket ticker.
Oh, and already out of the gate, fishtailing wildly.
Right.
Giant question marks above everybody's head in the capsule.
All that and next.
All he needed to do was get together enough for a six-second tease, and he couldn't even do that.
No, because his idea was that he wasn't going to prepare too much. I got it. It's easy for me.
I know sports.
Right.
I'm in radio.
Those other guys, I think everybody improvs.
He just had the paper wide open in front of him, just thumbing through the thing as he kept going. And
just reading out of the newspaper.
Basically, yeah. I'm sure he had a few things jotted down, but it's chaos. Wow.
Last night was a big night on the TV, with the NBA having two games in the finals for both the East and Western Conference. The LA Lakers won over the Sacramento Kings, 106-102, getting most of the calls at home, so Sacramento will probably go home, and Vlade will be happy with that. In the other final in the Eastern Conference, New Jersey and Boston. New Jersey ends the series and wins it over Boston with a 96-88 victory. Their win makes the first time they've gone to the NBA Finals without the doctor. And in baseball, we had the Rangers, who played on last night, and they played against someone that I don't know right now, but they choked against the Royals, and they did not win, and I don't have a score on that game. Also in baseball, the Astros played the Cubs yesterday and won 4-1. Mariners won, because they're in the Western Conference. We're keeping up with them. Yeah. They lost 8-7 to the Orioles. Also in golf, going on, Greg Norman leads the Kemper Open. At age 47, he hasn't won in the last 5 years, but he has a lead, and I think he's at minus 10 going into the weekend, where he just might choke. We're reminding you right here on Sports Radio 10 a ticket to keep in touch with your fitness with George DeJean and the Train Station Fitness Show. And coming up next, you have the T-Box coming after that. Keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Horrible. Oh, my gosh. It's so bad.
What a wreck.
I couldn't take notes fast enough deconstructing thing.
I wasn't sure about a lot of things, including scores, how many under Greg Norman was. Details were real sketchy.
The three that jumped out at me, at the very beginning, he says it was a big night for sports on TV last night.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just a big night in the sports world?
Right. But he just meant the televised events were big, I guess.
Then he said New Jersey makes the finals for the first time without the doctor. They never made the finals with the doctor in the NBA because he never really played for them. He went to Philadelphia when the two leagues merged. And then the most confusing statement was, the Mariners won last night and we're keeping up with them because they're in the Western Conference and they lost last night to Baltimore.
Yeah.
The Western Conference.
Yeah, all of a sudden maybe they were in the Western Conference Finals.
They won and then they lost to the Orioles. Is that the headline? They won, and they're lost to the Orioles. He also said New Jersey won it with a victory.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of odd doublespeak like that.
That is just amazing work.
Coming up next and is the T-Box, and after that.
Mm-hmm. And keeping in touch with your fitness. Keep in touch with your fitness with the fitness show.
All right, so this was shorter than Brian from Ball State. Which was worse?
Brian from Ball State. Brian from Ball State, I don't know if we
had that. At least he had the excuse of video not matching up with what he was trying to do, though.
You know,
I think he got crossed up by that. This is just read these scores and this story and you're out. Basically just three, right?
Usually. Three or four, yeah.
But he had basketball, Eastern Conference, and Western Conference.
He covered the map, man.
Rangers. And he had golf.
All right, here's a little of Brian from Ball State. You compare.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened.
Brian's worse.
They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And it's working. Okay. We're going to continue on now. The Ladies Cardinals will play an Iowa tournament starting this Friday. Before the Ball State baseball team kicks off its conference season this weekend, the Cards will battle an in-state rival, Indiana, tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both... First...
Ball highlights are rolling now.
Hoosiers are on the 4-on on the year, and they have won 6 of its last 7 games. Tomorrow will be the game 3 at 3 p.m.
A what?
Which, switching to Ball State men's tennis, it seems every week they have a player. Sorry. Matt Lawrence is the latest Cardinals tennis player to win the award. Lamar won all the singles and doubles matches last week. So far, the Cardinals have had a player honored on the weekly awards. 7 out of the 9 weeks. The Cards will play at Boise State Invite this weekend.
Invite.
The Indiana Pacers are looking for a measure of revenge tonight against the New Jersey Nets and to strengthen their playoff hopes. The Nets won the last Sunday's matchup 94-85, which left the Pacers one game behind the Chicago in the 7th series spot. Let's check out the highlights.
Oh, okay.
What do we got?
Well,
what about Reggie Miller?
Steven Jackson's David... Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a 3, and it's good. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Can't believe he got that.
The final score is ended up with the Pacers 63 to the Nets 61.
Passes to the man.
The Associated Press of the All-American first team in college baseball was announced today at Utah's 7-foot sophomore, Center Andrew Bogut, was the leading vote getting, receiving 61st place votes. Bogut, who is an Australian native, received very little attention in the presentation in the preseason, but averaged 20 points and 12 rebounds a game for Utah. The 4 other players joining Bogut on the AP team are senior forward Wayne Summers of Kansas, and Hakan Warwick of Syracuse, junior guard J.J. Redick of Duke, and sophomore guard Chris Paul of Wake Forest rebounded out the list. Let's check out some of the scores tonight.
Oh, okay.
There they are.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that look in sports, Ray. And when we come back, we'll have one final look.
Okay, great.
What do you say?
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks.
Okay,
we're
passing
out.
Brian from Ball State's worse.
Worse.
Yeah, I forgot about how bad that was.
So shake voice.
The whole
so,
way.
Makes you so nervous listening to it.
4-on.
Passes it to the man.
It's like you're listening to... a guy on his deathbed, and you're kind of listening to his ramblings before he passes in fully into unconsciousness.
That is amazing. All right, some funny audio there. 8:53 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Is this the toughest place for A-Rod to play?